Hello. Hi, my name is George. I'm conducting a survey about youth substance use funded by the Minnesota Department of Human Services, Behavioral Health Division. Your number was selected at random and will not be collecting any identifying information about you. Your responses will be used to support efforts that help youth in your community. Could you please tell me your age?
58.
And what is your gender, ma'am?
Female.
Thank you for taking my call. With the following, I would like to ask you, and thank you so much for your patience. I would like to ask you some questions about how often you think teens in your school district use certain substance. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Note that when we mention marijuana, we are referring to illegal youth use, not medical marijuana prescribed by a doctor. Here's the first one. How often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor?
You need a percentage?
Oh, no. Like what? Daily, once a week, pardon?
All of them? You're asking how often they do? An average of all of them?
Well, how often do you think most teens in your school district drink alcohol such as beer, wine, or liquor? Would you say tried it once or twice a year, once a month, twice a month, once a week, or daily?
Once a month.
Okay. And with the following, I would like to ask you, how often do you think most teens in your school district use cannabis in any form like pot, weed, hash, or oil?
I would say rarely. I don't know what your questions were or answers were again.
I have tried it once or twice.
Tried it once or twice.
Okay. And how often do you think most teens in your school district use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
I would say once or twice a year.
Once or twice a year, okay. Now, I'm going to read you a list of statements about youth substance in your community. Please tell me if you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree with each one. And if you don't disagree or disagree, just let me know for each statement. And I'm also going to ask your opinion about what most adults in your community think. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give your best guess. Here's the first one. Most adults in my community think we should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana. Do you strongly
disagree?
Okay.
Strongly disagree.
Okay. The other one says most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use alcohol. Do you strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
That's probably a kind of a middle of the road answer, but I don't know. None of yours really fit.
Okay.
I would say some agree and some disagree. I think it's kind of a half and half thing.
Okay.
It'd be better to put it as a percentage.
The other one says, most adults in my community think parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
You know, I really don't know much about them. I would say most don't feel they should use them.
So do you want for me to mark down strongly agree, disagree, or strongly disagree?
I would say agree.
Okay. The following says most adults in my community think parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Strongly agree.
Most adults in my community think vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
I would say agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community believe adults who supply alcohol to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Using marijuana is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use marijuana.
Agree.
My community should adapt laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with marijuana.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
And thank you for your patience. We are starting to wrap this up. The other one says, most adults in my community believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
My community should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth other than their own children with alcohol.
Agree.
I believe adults who supply vape products or e-cigarettes to youth under age 21 should be held accountable in accordance with Minnesota law.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using alcohol.
Agree.
Parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not using marijuana.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens use alcohol.
Agree.
Vaping or using e-cigarettes is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults
are these repeated?
No, ma'am.
They seem repeated.
they do, but they're not. They're not.
Okay.
The next one says, parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think we should adapt or enforce laws that make it illegal for adults to provide youth with vaping products or e-cigarettes.
It's really hard for me to tell what the other adults think, but agree.
Drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think parents and guardians should clearly communicate with their children about the importance of not vaping or using e-cigarettes.
Agree.
Most adults in my community think drinking alcohol is never a good thing for teens to do.
Agree.
Parents should not let teens vape or use e-cigarettes.
Agree.
And we are at 95%. We are almost done here. Now I'm just going to ask you some questions about how you use the following substance, which are all legal for adults in Minnesota. And if you're not sure about the answer, just give it your best guess. Here's the first one. How often do you drink alcohol such as wine, beer, or liquor?
Do you have options or not?
Yes, I have daily. My first option is daily, once a week, twice a month, once a month, once or twice a year. I tried it once or twice.
Once a month.
And how often do you use marijuana in edible or drinkable form? Okay. And how often do you use vaping devices or e-cigarettes?
I don't.
Okay. And now I just have a few final questions for you. so far this school year, how many times have you seen or heard messages or material that say most students are not using alcohol, marijuana, or vaping?
I haven't heard anything either way. I'm not really connected with the school or any kids at this point. My children are older than that, so I have no connection with the school.
And how would you describe yourself? White, Hispanic, or Latino? Black or African American, Asian?
White.
Okay. And as a token of our appreciation, the PATH Coalition will donate $10 for each completed survey that we receive, up to a total donation of $3,000. Please choose the organization that you would like our coalition to donate on your behalf. I have Jackson County Food for Kids, BIO Girls of Jackson and Lakefield, or JCC Schools Social and Emotional Learning Committee.
Jackson Food for Kids, I guess.
Okay. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Enjoy your evening. Thank you again.
Okay, bye-bye.